Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Michael Morawski. He is a trainer and coach for real estate investors and industry professionals, a speaker, host of Insider Secrets podcast, as well as author. Michael, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
So first, let's talk about the photo on your LinkedIn. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home. I've been to many of these type of mansions in the world. Why did you choose to share a very beautiful photo of what it seems like a multi-million dollar mansion?
Yeah, because I think that that's a great vision of real estate as a whole. And, you know, people look at those types of things and go, wow, you know, either I dream that or I vacation there or I live there. And I think that we're touching a bunch of different avenues and lifestyles by, you know, exposing that. And that is, you know, coming from a standpoint of being in real estate for a number of years.
That's great, Mike. And I, as I said to you, a lot of realtors seem to like the advice I give, because aside from this podcast, I wrote this book about networking with billionaires and executives, just really helping people understand how to up level their networking game. And oftentimes I say, you're not just selling them or buying a home. You're literally creating this dream life, because the home itself is such a beautiful thing. So whenever I talk to them about communicating, you have to stress the emotional impact that you're making on this person's life. And they always find that very, very useful to use. Now, for you, you're the successful entrepreneur, but now you've chosen to be a trainer and coach. Why did you choose to start helping people with the knowledge that you've built over these many years, Mike?
That's a great question, Christopher. I've been in the real estate business for about 3 decades, and I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on coaching and training and books and tapes. And I find that there's a lot to give. I have created all this knowledge, all this expertise, had, you know, great successes, some failures along the way, and I've been able to give back now. And it's about giving back and helping other people be successful. And I have a real passion today for teaching and for communicating that message back to others.
I love that. What are, since you have done this for some time, what do you think are some of the most common mistakes or challenges or obstacles some of the newer realtors face when they're starting their career?
Absolutely. I think fear holds people back. I think the biggest thing that we all deal with in our lives, sometimes daily, sometimes, you know, less than that, is fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of being, you know, rejected. And if we can design our life where we're not worried about those things or what somebody else thinks, and create a life for ourselves that we want to create, we can outlive that fear. So I found that the more you walk through that fear, the more successful you can be. And a lot of times you can't do it by yourself, right? A lot of times you have to have someone there who can encourage you and mentor you and coach you through it to help you get to the other side.
Well, absolutely. Especially with your level of experience. I always talk to people about how I ask people who are not comfortable with coaches or familiar with coaches. I say, do you admire certain athletes? And they say, of course. I'm like, well, who do you admire in basketball? They say, you know, Kobe Bryant. I'm like, well, who do you mind in swimming? It's like, Michael Phelps. I'm like, okay, let's talk about Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps is the winningest Olympian in the world. He's had like umpteen gold medalists, but this guy named Bob Bowman, which was his swim coach, who met Michael when he was 10 years old and literally walked through Michael's life in the next 10 years. And at the time, Michael and his mother thought Bob Bowman was crazy. But as you know, as a coach with all this experience, you can literally see someone look through his or her profile, understanding, and skill set and say, these are things you need. So I'm just stressing to all our listeners and viewers that what you're saying, Mike, cannot be more true. And unfortunately, not everyone sees that because they think, I don't need a coach. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. You might. I've had so many different coaches and mentors and trainers over the years, and I'm so grateful because literally they save you so much time and money. And like in your case, what were some, because you have spent, or invested, I should say, a lot of money in past coaches. What do you think was most helpful for you and which perhaps was not helpful, so that our listeners can know why they should work with you?
So here's what, one thing I just want to comment on is, you know, we talk about spending money and maybe it's too expensive or it's the fear of spending money. And I'll never forget the first time I wrote a check for $1,000 for personal coaching, to be coached one-on-one individually. And that was for a month. And that was 25 years ago. And what I can say is that was probably the best money I ever spent, because I'm still being coached today. I have two coaches in my life today that, and I can equate year after year, my business growing 20% a year as a direct result of being coached. And my real estate business, it got me out of my shell. It taught me how to prospect. You know, I come from old school, right? I come from actually knocking on doors, picking up the telephone and calling people directly to tell them about real estate and how we can sell their house for them and do the best job for them.
I love that in terms of you just being open and vulnerable, because frankly, it's all about pattern disrupts. We all have a pattern of thinking. And if you don't have a coach to disrupt that thinking, you're going to keep doing the same things. And oftentimes when I have different coaching programs and they always tell me, you know, why should I join your program? I'm like, if you're not where you are right now, it's because of your thoughts or lack thereof of the right thoughts. And if you don't hire people like you, Mike, or myself, you're going to keep along the same patterns of thought and the same path that might not lead to where you want to go. So any success stories you can share with us relative to clients you've worked with, Mike, to help our listeners understand the great work you've done?
Yeah. So one story, and you know, Christopher, I wrote a book, right? It's called Exit Plan. And one of the stories that I tell in that book is about a gentleman named Bill Egan. Bill was a investor client of mine who also I coached. And Bill came to me one day and he said, listen, I've got four boys that are going to be going to college and I need to pre-plan for that. And I think that real estate is going to be the best way for me to get there. Let's design a plan. Well, we sat down and we designed a plan for Bill that we could buy these foreclosed properties and that over a six-year period, he'd buy 20 of them. He had money in a self-directed IRA. We distributed that money into these properties. He was all in each property for an average cost of about $98,000 with an after repair value of about $175,000. He held those properties during that time, about 6 to 8 years beyond that, and started to liquidate them. He was able to put his four boys through college and not have any bills for doing that. So I think that a pre-structured plan, exit plan, pre-planning, and execution of that plan becomes very important and is what really helps somebody's business grow and for them to become successful.
That's great. I mean, given that we're going through some tough times now, is there a certain advice you can give that obviously your book is going to have a lot more thorough knowledge, but for this current time, are there any specific tips that you feel are most pertinent right now that they can utilize in their lives, Mike?
Tips that they could utilize in their life right now. You know, I think that we're in a funny time in the world per se, right? And I think that some of those tips right now would be stay focused. Don't let fear bring you back. Don't let fear hold you down. Keep moving forward. Set your sight on an end goal and walk towards that goal. And I believe that continual effort down that road, things will be, you'll be able to accomplish things at a higher level than you thought you could before.
Great advice, Mike. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you, hire you, and buy your book?
Sure. Thanks for asking. So my book, Exit Plan, it's your complete guide to multifamily investing and why you need an exit plan before you buy. As a gift for being on your show today, what I'd like to do is offer that book, a free download to everybody who wants to go get one. You can go to my website, mycoreintentions.com. And on the front page, go to the ebook, download that. In the coupon code, put in gifters, the word gifters for your podcast, and they can check out for free. If you're like me and you like a book and you like to be able to look at the pages, turn to pages, highlight, and write notes in the margin, you can buy that book there also. But for anybody who wants to download it, put gifters in the coupon code box and you'll get your copy for free.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.